Hello again, everyone. I'm Kaz Beal, and this is Casual Conversations, a program where we take you and we have some nice little short casual conversations about great places to visit. And this time we're going to go to Northlands. And here is Tariq, a representative of Northlands in Flemington, New Jersey. Hi, Tariq. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you, Kaz?
It's awesome. What's behind you there? Is that a little bit of the trains running there?
Exactly. You look into one of our scene. When you enter the Northlands, you can see the miniature trains running behind me.
Oh, there's two of them right there. Yeah.
And if you guys don't know, the Northlands is the largest miniature wonderland in the Guinness World Record. And then
that is
almost 8 miles of track the trains are run over here.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is so amazing. That is huge. I've been there, and it's just incredible to go through. A wonderful experience. Tell me, how did you get involved with Northlands?
It's actually a very interesting story. Just a couple of years ago, we have other business in the town, and our real estate guy said, this place is for sale. And you should buy it. If you don't like what's inside, you can always use it for the warehouse space. It's a beautiful building from looking at outside. And then that was the first time that we ever came over here looking to buy other business for the warehouse purpose. And then when we saw what was in here, we were amazed. We never seen anything like this, especially like one guy's work that he built everything by hand. I mean, nowadays people are building stuff, but it's either 3D or in electronic stuff. And nobody's making this kind of stuff by hand. So we were like, okay, we need to buy it and we need to basically save it. So this place was actually falling apart. So we bought it at the end of 2018 and we spent close to like $1 million on it already.
Wow.
And now we're excited to have it. And we need some people to get over here so we can show them what we did and what amazing this place is.
Well, it is right there going by. But I think before you go any further about all the other cool features in there, let's roll a little video to show the people what the experience is like being at Northlands in Flemington, New Jersey. Let's check this out.
Did you know that Northlands in Flemington is the world's largest miniature wonderland? Or that Northlands has been recognized by the Guinness Book of Records as the largest model railroad? Northlands is an enchanted place for all ages to enjoy the beautiful railroading world of years gone by. You won't believe your eyes.
Oh boy!
Plus, there's a full-size running train that provides a perfect bonding moment, a huge playroom, a private birthday party room, and a beautiful theater. To plan your visit, just go to northlands.com.
That is amazing. So tell us a little more details, like what can I see and how do you go through Northlands?
So basically, one of the things a lot of people, when they come in here, they never imagine how big this place is. It's a self-guided tour. So basically, you go on your own pace, but even if you go on your pace, you still need like an hour and a half or a half to go through it if you're just walking like a normal speed and you're like basically rushing through it. If you want to see everything in detail, you cannot do that in one trip. You got to come back many times.
I know that's true, Tariq, because I've been through there. I've taken my family in there. It's a great experience. I've even been on that train, and that's something really unique. Tell me a little bit about the train outside, because inside is just amazing. We can talk a little further, but tell me about the train outside.
Okay, so we have a full-size outside train. It's like a replica of a steam train. It's an all-weather train. And SFP, a lot of people think it's only for kids. It's actually for everybody gets on it, and it's 100% wheelchair and stroller accessible. Once you get on, it's almost like a half an hour ride that you go through like a tunnel, you go through along the river, the woods, and over a bridge, and you come back to the station. It's one of the kind of experience.
The outside train. Yeah, so take us through kind of quickly in a couple of minutes here, you know, when you go into the display area, what can you see, some of the cool highlights there? Tell me about them.
So, but I think it's easy to say that what cannot you see? I mean, he starts off with like bridges and tunnels and cities and states and rivers, and then you go through on and on and on. There isn't anything in the world that Mr. Bruce did not build. Basically, he created his own world. That's what we call it, like Wonderland. He just ran a train through it. There's a lot more than a train. Even if you're not in the hobby, you're going to find something in here that's going to interest you. And you're definitely going to appreciate the work that he put out over here. And that's where we never had anybody to come over here that's not happy.
Now, how much tracks is there? I think it's like 8 miles of track you got there?
Exactly. That's one of the reasons it's in a Guinness World Record. It's an 8 mile of track in here. It's 98% HO scale track. If you put into the train, they will understand it's a smaller fare. But it's 8 miles, it's a lot of track in here. So that's why it takes like an hour to go through the tour.
Well, What about the bridges and tunnels? That's like 100 bridges in there also?
It's over 100 bridges, and I think the longest bridge is 40 foot long. So we have some 30 foot one, some 20 foot one, but it's 40 foot long bridge built by one guy is amazing. Then we have 400 different tunnels in here. Then we have a mountain in here. Then I'm saying everything else. We don't even know how many trees, and that's like a thousands we're talking about.
Wow. Now, what about, I know it's like two or three stories high, the building. So like the tallest mountain is like 35 feet.
That's right. That's actually the height of the total building is 40 foot long. So one of the area that he built, we call it a canyon area, that's a 35 foot tall mountain that he built in here. And it's 100% ramp. So when you start walking on it, you never get to the stairs. You just keep going to different layers. First layer, second layer, third layer, then go back.
Wow. Wow. That's really something. So tell us Northlands.com. That's where you can go to get all the information about Northlands.
Yeah, if you want to visit it, we always encourage people to go online, buy your tickets online. We always have some kind of discount going on there. That's the best way to buy tickets on there. We have a discount for the seniors, of course, for our military. We appreciate them. They got a discount for our teachers. And anybody who has any kind of disabilities, we don't charge them anything. That's a free of charge.
Especially wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, especially kids who are not, autistic. Trains help them. So it's like a therapy for them. It's free of charge. They're welcome to come anytime.
That's wonderful that you guys are doing that. And let's give folks another look at all there is to offer Northlands. And we come back, you can tell them about all the future plans for Northlands. So let's take a look at the commercial one more time. All the cool stuff about Northlands.
Did you know that Northlands in Bloomington is the world's largest miniature wonderland? Or that Northlands has been recognized by the Guinness Book of Records as the largest model railroad? Northlands is an enchanted place for all ages to enjoy the beautiful railroading world of years gone by. You won't believe your eyes.
Oh boy!
Plus, there's a full-size running train that provides a perfect bonding moment, a huge playroom, a private birthday party room, and a beautiful theater. To plan your visit, just go to Northlands.com.
Oh, we're back, Tariq. This is wonderful. We're speaking with Tariq, representative of Northlands on Route 202 in Flemington, New Jersey. And so tell us about future plans for Northlands.
So one of the things, like when we took over, there wasn't any proper place for a birthdays. So now we are actually opening at two halls. So we're going to have a capacity of close to 500 people. Actually, this is one of the halls that I'm standing in. You can see there are like one birthday was happening last weekend. So it's a beautiful area with a beautiful stage, which actually has organs, and organs can be moved on the side, and people can use the stage for anything they want in there. And that's one of the areas that's for the birthday. And then we have, two more halls which are opening. They'll be more private on the side as well. Mm-hmm. And then we have a plan to do some stuff on the outside as well, like an open exhibit outside. So you can see actually steam engine, the memorabilia of actual train along the tracks outside. And then hopefully if everything goes good, we want to put a hotel right above the Northlands. It'll be a train theme hotel. That's down the road, the plans for it. And we're also getting trains over here at the train club there. So people are into the train hobby, they can come and join the Northlands club. And we also need some volunteers. So we have a lot of maintenance needs at the Northlands.
There you go. So go to Northlands.com if you want to volunteer, if you want to visit, and plenty to do there and lots of great future plans. So if I never went to Northlands, Tariq, how would you describe to someone in two or three sentences what that experience is like or why they should come to Northlands?
Well, this is what I say. When people come out from the tour, we ask them what they think and if they have to describe it. The number one thing that we hear is wow. And they say, no words to describe it. You have to see it. And again, if you've never been over here, you have to come over here and you will not be disappointed. We actually have a guarantee. So if we were not happy with the tour, we'll give you your money back. We haven't had anybody ever ask for the money yet. So he asked me to describe it. It's amazing. It's something unique. It's he built his own world and he's running a train through it. And it's something unique in every single scene that he has over here.
No, I did get a chance to meet Bruce, who created the original, all the artwork and the trains and everything. And it's such a cool engineering in itself, because you got electricity running the trains, the tracks, the different size trains. And you have to take care of a lot of these trains also, right, to make sure they're running?
Yes, that's one of the biggest jobs that we have. We have four or five volunteers working. We have full-time employees also. So they want to make sure, because we have over 100 trains that run in here. So we want to make sure they're not derailing. Sometimes they're like, you know, paint something go wrong. So they have to be keep fixing it all the time. But Mr. Bruce, yeah, he's a genius. What he built, nobody could ever do. You know what he did? Never, ever. We can say that for sure.
No, it's amazing. Well, thank you very much, Tariq, for your time. And I really would like to tell everyone to go visit Northlands. Visit it once, more than once. There's daily ticket prices, group prices, seasonal passes also, correct? You have seasonal passes?
Seasonal passes, yes. The membership where people love, monthly membership. Yes, everything is on the website at northlands.com.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, thank you very much. And as always, folks, remember, was this conversation casual for you, by the way?
For me, it was pretty much, yeah. I don't have to pay for anything like it. It's like having a conversation with you off the camera.
Yeah, we should do some live stuff from there in the future. You know, you can like actually go inside each area and we can talk in detail about what's in there. I think that would be great.
Yeah, you're always welcome. Yes,
thank you very much. Thank you. Have a great year. Bye-bye. Enjoy your conversation.
Thank you.